Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ho, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Educating
that was
Josh.
Awful.
It was so brilliant.
Bad. I want to die.
We can't want to die at Christmas.
Let's not go scripted, right? Let's just carry on from here. That was terrible, Luke. I'm sorry. I didn't like that.
Ho, hello.
I love ho, ho, hello.
Thank you. Well, welcome to this week's episode, the Christmas episode of Educating Josh. And to celebrate, we're doing a special show this year.
Looking back
on our favourite shows, our favourite stories of the year.
What if I didn't like any?
Well,
what do we do then?
Well, I don't know, Josh.
It's all right.
I liked
all of them, guys. I think they were all great.
That is the biggest lie I've ever. That's a Christmas lie.
Hey, Christmas lies are allowed.
Just out of interest, Josh, what was your least favorite episode? Least favorite story?
Do you My have least one? Favorite yeah. story is anything from The Guardian. They're too up themselves.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Well, before we start, we've actually done, courtesy of our wonderful producer Jack, an Educating Josh Secret Santa.
Ooh.
So, James, you have been selected by the gods of the episode to open your Secret Santa first.
Oh, how lovely!
Tell us what it is.
This is really heavy for. It's really thin, but it's really...
What does it say on the front? It's got words
on it. Right, I'll read on the front. To James, the greatest researcher around. Now you'll never forget a stat.
Ironically, James hasn't done any research for this week's episode.
I've not done any research. It's Christmas. I took a week off.
Do we get to find out who got the presents?
I've just realised... I didn't realise how Secret Santa worked, and I've put... Who it's from on Ooh. The tag.
That's fantastic.
Oh, what is this? Let me read it. It's a blackboard.
Oh, that's lovely.
I've got a notebook with it. Let me read it out.
Oh, that's really black.
Aren't they called rainbow boards now? I don't think you can call them blackboards.
They're black.
No, I'm joking.
But they're black.
But black sheep.
Oh, this is so nice.
That's so lovely.
I can just write notes on this.
Josh is wrong, repeated. I must not agree with Josh Winslade ever again.
Must not. Josh is,
over and over
yourself,
again.
Note to self, Josh is wrong.
All right, and Lucy, you also must open your present before we start the episode.
Where's Lucy's? Where is it? It's this one. The one with her name on it. Great.
The one with Lucy written on it, actually.
Oh, this is so exciting. Good. What lovely wrapping.
I think it suits you.
I think
it
a man might have done this.
what are you trying to say?
Hang on, there's only three men in here.
I think I can tell whose this is from by how disappointed they look when I insulted their wrapping.
Well, to be fair, considering the gender bias in the room, it's definitely by
I
a
think
man.
It might have been a woman.
Oh.
There's a chance.
Not actually photo box, lol. Open me. Wow, there are so many layers.
What's photo box?
There's so many layers.
Why is it in a photo box?
I think just to make it easier to wrap.
FYI, we're not sponsored by photo box.
Well, it's not a photo box.
Oh, it's a sausage dog cut. I have a sausage dog. Somebody knows. Ah, that's... Do I... what did I get? Oh, a donation! Luke.
Oh. Okay, so without you reading out the essay that I wrote in the card, basically, what I said was... What do we get for the person who has everything? You've just got engaged. You've got like a perfect dog. You're doing everything you can with your life. And so I decided to go with us together, which is education. And so I've donated £10, which was our budget for the Secret Santa, to a charity that will send a book to a child in underprivileged home or in care over Christmas, which I thought was so... Yeah, I didn't
that
know
what else. Is that all right? Is that okay? That's such okay, a lovely good. Gift.
I was very scared
so
about that.
Sweet.
I was very scared about that one. So I was
like, why were you scared?
It's not a present. And I was
no,
like,
that
oh.
is. You gave me
it's
the gift of education.
Okay. Well, no, you've given her the gift of
that
not feeling
so
guilty
sweet.
For at least the next 2 months. So
wow, look at me go.
It's a fantastic Aww. Gift.
That's lovely.
All right, well, now that my ego has been stroked absolutely massively, I'm going to go to the first story of the
segue.
Week, which is my story. Now, I have chosen the story about Eminem's rap song, where he said the word, James, please say the word, because I'm probably not allowed to.
Faggot.
Yes, from episode 19.
Probably not allowed to.
Yeah, well,
I do you think you should to. Be allowed to?
I don't know, Josh.
Well, let's find out
in the episode. I think Josh did a really good job here at basically exposing when you're annoyed at something. Well, I won't ruin it, actually. I won't ruin it for you. This is what Josh had to say about the song. That Eminem published with the word faggot in it, and it's my favourite story of the year.
Good, because I'd forgot the story.
Very nice.
My story this week comes from E! News, and the headline is Eminem's Kamikaze features anti-gay slurs. Josh, these are the three things you need to know. The 45-year-old rapper dropped a surprise album last week, which includes a diss track where he calls fellow artist Tyler the Creator a faggot. Eminem's slur refers to multiple hints on Tyler's own album Flower Boy, released in 2017, that he might be gay or bisexual. This isn't the first time Eminem has been called up on homophobic language, and many have argued the necessity for fans to call out rappers who weaponize the identities of others against them. However, Eminem has pushed back, saying those kind of words, when I came up battle rapping or whatever, I never equated those words with being gay. It was more like calling someone a bitch or a punk or an asshole. My question to you, Josh, is it okay for Eminem to use the word faggot?
20 seconds, Josh. Go.
I'm struggling with this one. I think it is because of the platform and because of his usage of the word and what he intends behind his meaning on it. And that coupled with his platform. So yeah, I think it is okay for Eminem specifically to use it.
For Eminem to use it?
Yeah. I don't understand why people are calling him out for using the word faggot, but they're okay with him saying the word bitch.
Well, not necessarily. There are a lot of people who would say that's not okay.
I've not seen this outcry for every single rapper who uses the word bitch over and over and over and over again.
That's because... Well, I suppose, yes, but...
It's rap. Words like this are used. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Eminem isn't an advocate for gay rights. He's not an advocate for any of that. His job is to literally be as controversial and diss someone in the most demeaning way he possibly can. So his usage of the word, to me, makes complete sense. Would I use the word? No. But does he use it? Yeah, and I think it's fine for
well,
him to do
he
so.
Is, he may not be an advocate for gay rights, but he has said when asked about this that he is absolutely fine with people being gay, and that's not who he is. He's not a homophobe.
No, he's
and
had so more pro-gay movements yeah, than he has
if,
anti-gay.
If people give him feedback saying, we're people who this word was used against, and it upsets us when you use it, and he's been doing it since 2000. He's doing this for 18 years.
And he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's already clarified that he does not mean it in that way at all.
But if that's not what the word means anymore, do you not think that he should just hurry up and just stop using it?
No.
If it's hurting people.
Don't listen to him then. If you don't like it, you don't. He's an artist who's using it in a very specific way, in a very... don't listen to his music. If he's hurting you that much, if, you're obviously going to be bothered about the word bitch, you're going to be bothered about the boy honky, whitey, you're going to be bothered about every other word that comes out okay, of his mouth.
The problem is that people who don't find it offensive, people who aren't gay, don't know, will listen to it, pick up on the words, and then just start using it in real life when, you know, there's no choice to not listen.
I mean, I think that's a bit condescending towards most people.
Well,
I'm
children,
not that heavily influenced.
There will be children.
Any child that is listening to that kind of explicit content, it hasn't been raised well enough in my personal opinion.
When did you start listening to Eminem?
I think I was about 16.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
yeah, in fact, I wasn't allowed to listen to Eminem at all until I was older.
But if, say, for example, Eminem gets a lot of stick because he is... The arguably the most successful rapper in the world, and rap was started inside of the black community, right? And if Eminem was decided to use the N-word because it was used on the street where he grew up, and it was used as a not necessarily a deliberately racial slur, it was just used to mean you're a bad person, like he's saying this word is, why would that not be okay?
I have white friends who grew up in very, very black communities whose black friends are absolutely fine with them saying the N-word.
But he doesn't.
But not everyone.
And he, I assume, deliberately doesn't and wouldn't. I don't think he's going, oh, well, I just have never used that word and it's never been part of my life. I assume.
I'm pretty because sure he has used the word.
Has he? I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't listen to Eminem's
music. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Eminem has used that word.
I think I remember him using the
multiple
word.
Multiple
really?
Times. I don't think...
Wow.
Okay. I think that was a different controversy, though.
Everyone can say everything. Yeah.
Everyone can say everything. People should just own up. People should just own slurs. People shouldn't be giving these slurs the power that they have, because the stigma behind these words is what gives it the power now.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's not it's not realistic to go, like, well, everyone should just stop being offended by these words. People are always going to be offended.
I'm uncomfortable saying the N-word. I don't say the N-word. I'm uncomfortable saying the F-word. I don't say the F-word in relation to this story. Oh, I mean, I do. I can... I don't know. Like, I don't know whether to say it, whether to not say it anymore. I feel like by not saying it, I'm giving it more power. I'm keeping it as an issue. That's what I genuinely believe inside myself. But I don't, out of this kind of... That's how I was brought up. It was like, you do not say that word.
Yeah.
At all.
So one word I'm struggling with is the word gay. And when I was a kid... I used to say, oh my God, that's so gay, as in like, that's so like uncool or something like that.
Yeah, I think everyone did. My dad had a very serious word with me and was like, that's not okay. And then I never did it again.
Oh, well, I didn't realise
it sounds like that's what Eminem's being given by the entire world and he's just carrying on.
Well, no, it's not by the entire world. It's by bloody weekend Twitter warriors and
most news outlets as well.
Well, if you let me finish. And by some magazines and some newspapers that are just clinging to a story that's going to do well. The album launched and went straight to number one with no promotion and no material promoing it. That's why people are jumping on this as much as they are. He's used that word consistently over multiple albums. He's used far worse words. But again, the use of the word bitch, are you going to make every rapper not use the word bitch?
Or hoe?
Or hoe? Or whore? Or slut?
For me...
They're all very derogatory words.
For me personally,
in fact, is it not more inclusive, and this is a bit of a paradox, is it not more inclusive that the gays... that gay people have their own slur.
Yes, but they use that. That is true, and that's reclaiming of a slur. But Eminem's
but
not.
Do you know what I mean? White
man.
People have a slur. Black people have a slur. Straight people have slurs. Women have slurs against them. If you become this thing that it's not okay to have any word that's negative towards you, gays can be bad. Gays can be wrong. Gays can be dissed as well.
I don't
understand.
Think that bitch as a word is referring to all women anywhere. It's referring to a certain type of derogatory term towards women towards like the women you think you own, which obviously is horrible, but faggot as a word is used to put down someone who's gay. That's it. Just the fact that they're gay.
I've got a lyric from one of Eminem's old songs here. My words are like a dagger, like a jagged edge that will stab you in the head, whether you're a fag or a les, or a homosex, hermaph, or transvest, pants or dressed, hate fags. That's the answer's a yes.
Oh.
Right. Ooh.
So that was really in 2000.
That goes against the idea that he's not using it as a homophobic slur.
I really don't think you can critique the guy. I mean, I don't understand. Honestly, I don't understand how anyone goes to Eminem and then goes, oh my God, he just said that word. Like, it'd be more weird for me if he didn't say it.
So that's really interesting, Josh. So you're basically, what's interesting there is you're saying that basically, the word shouldn't be used. Yet, you're okay with Eminem using it because of the...
He's saying context matters.
Context matters.
So he shouldn't use the word then.
Intent and content matters. Of course it does. But also, he's trying to offend someone, so why wouldn't he use the word that offends them the most?
So basically, what you're saying is, the problem we have is with what rap is about, not about
use
of that word.
Yes, your problem's with rap.
Okay.
100%.
Rap is being mean.
Rap is being mean. Like your fans. Problem isn't with Eminem, it's with rap. And yeah, I can see you have a deeper problem there, but I mean, nah, not going to happen. Especially not with Eminem. Like, yeah, no.
Okay, it is time for the second present opening session.
It's the third.
Well, it's the second session.
Oh, it's the second
session. Third gift.
The third gift.
Please open your gift. Where is your gift? Is this Josh's gift? This is your gift, Josh.
There's multiple gifts.
Wow, look at
you. A gift for you.
A gift for you. There's a tag on it. Okay. Well, they're very nicely wrapped. This feels like potentially
it wasn't from the male sides of the room.
Rampant sexism going on in this episode. I'm not like against men, which is sort of better than against women, I guess.
To be fair, Lucy started it, so I'm happy to return the favour. I feel like it's Christmas. I can be a bit problematic for this episode.
Can you? Is that what we're gifting you for Christmas?
It's all okay. This is very, very, very well wrapped. I want it to be funny. I'm hoping it's funny. I'm hoping it's a medal that says I'm the best. I think that would be really good. Now I'm worried. Everyone's gone really quiet, and I feel like I'm having to fill dead space. Oh dear! Someone else talk for
this
me.
This is a surprise for me as well.
Josh is currently opening his gift. It is wrapped in nice. What was it?
This is amazing. Oh my god! I'm going to open the other one first because I've seen a part of it, and I think the other one's going to be funnier.
Oh no, they're totally unrelated.
They're totally unrelated.
Awkward.
You're going to realise why this is so
we
funny.
We had a £10 limit. I couldn't do the whole thing.
That's like buying him an iPhone charger.
It literally is. Lucy has bought me some e-liquid
for a vape.
But what's the flavour?
The flavour is... cotton candy nicotine free.
Oh, that's
yes,
lovely.
Because we were talking about how these dreadful flavours
that
absolutely shouldn't be sold for children, so there we are.
That so you're giving it to an adult.
You're giving it to an adult instead.
And indirectly funded the industry that sells it to children.
I mean, let's be honest, I am not an adult in any sense of the word, am I really?
And last up, it's my Secret Santa.
No, there's still more, Luke.
No, there's another one.
There's another gift.
There's a whole other part to it.
I thought that would be the pen part of the vape.
Oh, okay.
No. Come on, that's too generous.
And in the other one, we have... Oh, this is absolutely amazing.
Oh, what is that? Oh my gosh. Lucy's actually got me
a bullshit button.
Can we give it to James?
This is amazing.
I actually think it's a gift for all of us to press when you speak.
Just have it in the middle of the table.
So rather than bring it up, you've decided to do it as a present so that I don't take offence to it.
But it's for you.
I hope it comes with batteries because, boy, we're going to need them.
I'm
all right, I've got batteries covered. I can bring them in.
That is brilliant.
Love it.
It's not stopping, guys.
Oh, dear. It's because you keep spouting bullshit, Josh.
Well, I think so
it's
far...
It's trained to recognise your voice.
Let's put this in the middle of the table. I feel like glow. Producer Jack is going to hate you for this one.
It's got lights and everything. Look at it.
That was so exciting. Great. And lastly, I'm going to open my Secret Santa. Now, having given what I think is quite a nice but boring gift, I'm feeling like I have imposter syndrome here. But what's going on?
Read it.
Ah, to Luke, our favourite host. This should help keep people in line. Oh, nice. I like the sound of this. We've got the bullshit button and we've got whatever this is. Oh, my God. Okay, so it's a laser-projected alarm clock. That's so cool.
That's awesome.
So that can...
20 seconds,
20 seconds, Josh.
This is my 20 seconds. Yeah. I like that.
And... what is this? Telescopic index finger. So if you imagine, you know when you go to football and you have people with like those big hands. It's like a little version of that made of
foam on
a selfie stick. So if I open it up.
Can you fling it?
I can poke people when they're talking too long.
Oh my God.
Maybe I can poke the bullshit button. No.
It's made of foam.
No.
It's not really working.
You are going to break
it. There we go.
Yay! Nice. Oh, that is brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. Okay.
Also,
right.
For anyone listening, he just tried to pick my nose with it.
I did not.
You can't hear that.
I was booping you. I was giving you a good booping.
Okay. Boop.
She's just got engaged. She's now officially off the market.
Booping is a non-sexual act, Joshua.
No, it's not anymore.
Okay. And then the second story.
I love the way we just went so serious. Right. Yeah. Fun
anyway.
Is over.
And the second story of the week. Josh, could you please tell us what story you have brought for your favourite of the year?
Guys.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, no. I remembered. Okay. So my story is from our live episode that we did at Summer in the City this year, which was both terrifying and really fun. We didn't expect so many people to turn up, which was really cool. But one of the stories we did was talking about Boris's comments on banning the burqa. Boris's comments on banning the burqa. And what actually happened was we had a girl in the crowd who was of the religion and came on stage with us
to debate you,
to debate me, and it was really fun and really educating. And
her
I
name
think
was Mariah.
Yeah, and to be honest, the reason I'm picking this episode is because I feel like it's where we really want to take the podcast in the future as well, is actually really engaging with people and hearing their opinions more and more and more. So have fun listening.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
So, my story this week comes from BBC News, and it is that Boris Johnson is facing a Tory investigation over his comments about the burqa. Here are the three things you need to know. Was there a hiss from the audience there? I heard a hiss. Brilliant.
I agree.
Boris Johnson has rejected calls to apologise after saying that people wearing burqas looked like letterboxes or bank robbers.
Letterboxes.
Letterboxes or bank robbers in a newspaper column in which he argued against a ban on full face veils. Against? This is so confusing. Yes. Anyway, the former Foreign Secretary is facing an investigation into breaches of the Conservative Party Code of Conduct following his comments made in the Daily Telegraph last week. The investigation by an independent panel could lead to Johnson's expulsion from the Conservative Party. What do you think of that? Critics have accused Johnson of stoking Islamophobia to boost his Tory leadership ambitions, while supporters claim he was speaking up for liberal values. My question for you, Josh, is, was Boris Johnson wrong to make his comments about burqas? Firstly, audience, was Boris Johnson wrong to make his comments about burqas? Yes! 20 seconds, Josh, go!
Again, I'm going to disagree.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I think he's a political figure. He has a platform. Joking about it was wrong. That's ridiculous. But it's Boris Johnson. He seems to have got this like little niche now where he's allowed to be a bit of an idiot and get away
with
it.
What do you mean now? He's had that for about 200 years.
Boris Johnson has a niche where he's able to be an idiot, a little bit like you, and get away with it.
Yeah!
It works. but actually getting into whether or not to ban the burqa, I kind of agree with it in a... Did you know you can't walk into Tesco's with your hood up?
Yes, I do.
You're not allowed to go into a bank with a helmet on.
Yes.
The burqa's banned in Mecca.
Yeah.
Like, it's... You know, there's not a lot of information out there about actually what this is, and we're quite ignorant on where it is used. It's not even the religious clothing that is worn. It's the hijab, I believe. That is what's allowed to be worn, which is open-faced, and it's a wrap that goes around the head. And then there's the next one, which allows the eyes to be seen.
Sorry,
and then...
we're just getting some angry looks from somebody actually wearing religious garb. Do you want to come up and explain this for us? Please do. Yes! Fix our ignorance.
Okay. I'm about to literally...
We'll all just go. Hello. And maybe Josh and you can have an argument. This will be great. I like this.
Inform me.
You can wear the hijab or the burqa. It's not, you have to wear this, you have to... Like, it's a choice.
So you can wear either?
Yeah, you can wear either. Like, my aunties wear the burqa, but my mum wears the hijab.
Okay.
Like, it's a complete choice.
We find our hero and his sensible sidekick, Steve, trapped on an inflexible data plan.
Steve, I'm stuck. It's this data plan. Some months I snap more, other months I insta less. Fetch my super pants of slipperiness and the baby oil.
You could just switch to a flexible 30-day SIM with ID Mobile and change your data plan monthly to suit your needs.
A little help, Steve. I can't quite reach my glutes.
Supercharge your smartphone with flexible 30-day SIM-only plans at idmobile.co.uk.
How much of it is male oppression for wearing the burqa?
What do you mean?
In terms of them trying to hide their wife. Because that's something that I hear a lot. It's like it's men trying
to
hide
their wife.
It's not hiding
a wife. I'll let you explain.
Like sexually hide someone or hide their characteristics away from.
I'm confused.
My understanding is that part of wearing the burqa is about being committed to the person that you're with, your partner, in public.
I get that, I get
that.
What you may be saying is maybe correct scripturally, I don't know. But as for why people wear, there are lots of different reasons why. So is it maybe similar to how somebody wears a cross? Is it like a public display of your religion?
It's a choice, if you want to wear it, then you can. If you don't, you don't. Like, I think my auntie wears it because she's like committed to her husband and she doesn't want... Well, my auntie's really religious, like in a
so
scary
way. So it is about it is commitment to your husband.
My auntie's scarily religious, so like with her it's different. But like my mum chose not to wear one because she doesn't like really want to. And like, I know a lot of people in other countries, they wear it to like prevent other people. But the thing is, whether you show your face or not, it can still happen.
Yeah. Okay. So it does stem a little bit from commitment to your partner.
Yeah, like just a little bit.
So I haven't grown up with that culture, so I disagree with that entirely. I'm not comfortable with that idea.
Opinions.
Opinions. So what do you think about when you walk into... What I'm talking about, like the fact that you can't walk into a bank with a helmet on.
I do have a separate opinion on that. So the difference there for me is walking into a bank with a helmet on, you have no purpose wearing a helmet inside a bank because you need to be able, like, there's no reason to wear a helmet in a bank. You're not going to be struck over the head with something. There's also no reason to have a hood up when you're in a shop because it's not going to rain on you.
There's no rain.
And so the intent as to why somebody may have put, on average, why someone might have a helmet on in a bank or why someone might have a hood up in a shop is because they were trying to conceal their identity.
Yeah.
Whereas the reason you're wearing a burqa when you go into a bank is because you were already wearing a burqa. Like, sorry, I don't know what your specific, what is yours a burqa?
No, mine's a hijab.
Sorry. So the reason you're wearing a hijab if you go into a bank is because you were already wearing a hijab.
Religious practice and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
And your intent wasn't to hide your identity. Now.
But it still does.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that it still does hide your face.
That is
and
true.
That's prevent.
And the argument that is generally used then is, well, somebody who wants to get away with something, because they can't get away with wearing a hood or because they can't get away with wearing a helmet, will then put on... religious garb to hide their identity, which I would argue, if they want to hide their identity to do something awful, they'll do it somehow. They'll cover their face. They'll just wear a balaclava.
No, but if you walk into a supermarket or a bank with a balaclava, you're going to get noticed a lot quicker than if you're wearing a hijab. I believe. You could walk around freely.
That's true.
But the majority,
I would say, as close to 100% as possible of the people who walk into a shop in a religious garb are not there to rob. But they would be if they were wearing possibly a helmet because you don't need a helmet inside, or a hoodie because you don't need a hoodie inside. Mm-hmm. Whereas you do need to continue, or if you wish to, continue respecting your religion. Just because you're in Tesco's doesn't mean you suddenly God's gone, does it?
Okay, I think to clarify my opinion then, I think walking around in public, in the streets, absolutely. Anywhere where hiding your face is restricted, it should be restricted as well.
All right, audience, are you happy with that? Yeah? No? No, a bit of a mix.
I just think Boris Johnson shouldn't make... Okay. Just stop making jokes, really.
Thank you so much for joining us. What was your name?
Maria.
Maria, thank you so much for joining us. Big round of applause. Woo!
Well, that is it for our Christmassy episode of Educating Josh, and we want to wish you the very merriest of Christmas. Even though it was 2 days ago, we want to wish you a very merry Christmas. Everyone...
Merry Christmas.
Enthusiastic.
Our enthusiasm reflected how
much. Just had his face in his hand.
Next week for our New Year episode, we will be hearing Lucy and James's stories of the year. And until then, have a very happy holiday.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Time off. Holidays. No work, no school, lots of family, loads of hugs. And that's it.
Unless you work for the NHS.
This is the only time of the year where you don't have to educate yourselves. So have fun.
But before we go, as always, there is time for a...
As always, she's not been here for like the last five episodes.
As usual, there is time for Lucy's joke of the week, which this time is the joke of the year.
Yes, and it is also festive, so it's all into one. Why doesn't Santa have kids of his own?
I don't know.
Because he only comes once a year, and when he does, it's through a chimney.
Oh, oh, God. Oh my days.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
I mean, he'd have to have foul. Very good aim to come through a chimney and get someone pregnant.
Oh no, that's God. The point. Yeah, okay,
that's good aim, yeah.
Unless it's an immaculate conception.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.